me, but he's lonely. He needs acceptance. Make him happy, won't you? Bob Saget, how about it? All right, Bobby, here we are now.
Thank you. Gosh, you're a wonderful audience. You really are. I'm not just kissing up. I'm really not. I swear, I'm slobbering all over you is what I'm doing, because I need you to like me real bad, because I have no act, and I have no life, and I have no future. I'm serious. My mom is Gumby, my dad is Pokey, and I'm Mr. Potato Head. So I talk real fast. If you have any drugs, take them now. I'm serious. I'm not funny, but I am quick. That's the problem I have with women, too. But it's good to be here. It really is. And you're a great crowd. I'm not just kissing up again. It's the second time I've done it. I just want to take a jacuzzi with you and throw in a toaster. I'm not kidding. I've never been this happy. But you're a great crowd, and I care about all of you individually. I just want to have sex with you right now. I'm serious. But I can. I'm working right now. But I'm a happy guy, because I got married. Married my girlfriend of 7 years. That's her age. I'm going to jail. No, I did. I really am in love. I told her tonight, I said, when I come home, I want to make love to you badly. And she said, at least you don't overestimate yourself. But I'm nuts over her. She's this tall. It's my dad's joke. I'm sorry you laughed at that. I've lost respect for you. I really have. Everybody needs friends, you know? I had it rough when I was a kid. Never got to go to camp. My mom thought I'd get embarrassed undressing in front of little boys. But I've changed, because I kind of like it now. That's not true. I'm no senator. But thank you very much. I never got to sleep over my friends' houses. Anybody get to do that? You slept over my friends' houses? I never got to. I said, Mom, why not? She said, Bob, you have no friends and you have no life and I'm not your mother, okay? But I love my mom and you can too for just $12. I'm sorry, that was easy. Let that go. I'm sorry. Don't applaud that. You're scum, buddy. You really are. I live in California now, which is nice, but I'm actually frightened to death of an earthquake. I'm really scared of it. Californians don't care. It's like, oh, look, the ground's opening up. There goes my house. There go my wife and kids. It's Miller time. I'm scared there's going to be like a major quake and I'll be getting a vasectomy at the time. That's what I'm scared of, you know? It was a 7.3, but now it's a 4.1. But I won't do that, damn it, because I want to have a kid. I really do. Right now I'm in no position to have a kid because I'm standing up and I'm alone. But I want to have a kid, but we've been trying to have a kid. Well, my wife's trying. I just lay there. But I won't breastfeed. Damn it, I won't do it. Men can breastfeed. Did you know that? I read that. Okay, I made it up. No, I read it. I wrote it down and then I read it. I believe everything I read. Men can breastfeed, but you have to actually tape cans of evaporated milk to your chest. You give the baby an opener, you know? I remember when I was just a little baby, my mother was looking down and she said, Bob, you've had enough. And I said, don't act like you don't like it. You know, I was young, but I was a smart kid. But there's so much bad stimulus out there for kids. I was in a toy store recently. There's this new doll out. It's half man, half woman. It's called Gee, I Don't Know. You've been real nice. I had a good time. Thank you very much.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ginnert, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
I found an old clip of Bob, and I was like, and it's funny. He's performing at Dangerfields with Rodney as host. And I'm not sure I realized how much he sounded like Rodney Dangerfield.
Sometimes, yeah. Like, yeah, I can see that.
That style, right? Where you think he's going to go into a story and it's just a quick, almost dad joke, but dirty dad joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, I can see that. I've always... Bob Saget's interesting. He's a different style, and I think that's one thing that, you know, sometimes there's times that I've listened to him and I'm like, this is great, and other times I'm like,
100% different style. That was a 3-minute set, and I think we got 19 pedophile jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little odd. Little odd from.
Well, he's always been a little different.
But like the wart on the left side of your balls, he grows on you.
He does.
He fucking grows on you. Right? I think it's that, I don't know, for us, right? Because we didn't see a whole lot of his stand-up when it was happening. And we knew him as Danny Tanner and then America's Funniest Videos. And now that we're older, you're like, oh, you mean there's a dirty side to him? Sweet. And we revert back to 14-year-old boys with
real
dick jokes.
Dirty side.
Yeah, to say the least. Yeah. But no, I just, It gives me a chuckle every once in a while, you know. I don't think I've ever seen a whole set of his where I laughed the whole way through.
No, there's ones that hit you, and then other ones you're like, ooh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like time to shut it up.
He crosses the line occasionally. Yeah, sometimes you're like, ooh, yeah, that's a little...
Now, I don't ever want to say that, right? Because I don't want to ever say that there's a line in comedy.
Well, I don't think there's a line in comedy, but there's almost always a line for you personally,
but,
if that
yeah,
makes sense.
There you go.
Like, there's not going to be one where I'm like, nope, you've crossed the line. I think you know, whatever. It's going to be like, that crossed a spot that I'm not comfortable with and that I don't like.
Yeah. Okay, I can live with that.
Yeah.
So, we missed last week. You gave me the same excuse my wife gives me.
What's that one?
I have a headache.
Yeah. Yeah. I came home from work on Monday, and I don't know if it's the new glasses or what, but I've been having issues. But I mean, before I even got the glasses, I was having issues with, you know, my head. So I've been having some migraines again. So.
Yeah, and it just so happened that this past
week
was Monday was it. Tuesday we had two softball and one baseball. Wednesday we had high school softball. Thursday we had two softball, one baseball. Last night we had softball. And last night I couldn't even get out of due to rain because they gave us the turf field.
Oh.
We're supposed to have softball this morning, but that got rained out. So.
Yeah.
So we ended up going to birthday shopping for Araya, but.
I went for a bike ride this morning, actually. So. Yeah. It was wet, but it was good to get out there on the bike.
We went for a car ride to North Bend to. Go, Araya needed some needed. I say needed. Araya wanted some new Jordans.
Yeah,
you know that little fucker.
You always need ones.
She's got two pairs already. Never worn either one. This is not going to be a hobby that I'm going to be able to support.
I mean,
financially.
How is she? So she's got two. Okay, so she started to collect
them. Yeah. So we bought her a pair for school, and she never wore them. But, like, so school started, what, September? That May, she wanted Air Force Ones, and we bought her those, and that's what she was wearing all the time. And so she's like, I was wearing my Air Forces.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why aren't you wearing your Jordans? Well, I don't have anything that match. Why did you pick out those Jordans? Because they were Jordans. Are you fucking kidding me? They make more than one color. You know, and then she had to have a pair for Christmas. She wore those ones twice. The second time she ripped them and we had to take them back and get them replaced. She hasn't worn those ones yet. And on her birthday list, she had another pair of Jordans on there. So, you know, becoming an expensive little fucking
kid.
Yeah. I'm not sure where she gets it. It's gotta be friends, right?
Probably.
I wouldn't say anybody
friends
in her
must
family
like them or something. And
yeah, I wouldn't say anybody in her family's well dressed.
No.
You know. So, but yep, yeah. I figured. I was telling Tosh, I go, this will probably be the last year of it because next year she'll turn 15 and want that permit, and you know. Just like Bella, that's what we'll pay for her birthday. And
not old enough for that.
You'd think not, right? You would
they can't be that old.
Yeah. So you are grandpa. You went through Zoe's pregnancy already.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you have your own children as well.
Yeah.
But let's just take Zoe, right? Because Zoe's roughly the same age as Samantha. Zoe, ever have pregnancy brain that just made you want to fucking punch something or someone? Or her in the stomach?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you mine and then you can tell. But now that I know she had it.
I mean, it, de- I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, I'll be honest. I love my daughter. I really do. I love my daughter, but she's had pregnancy like kind of all of her life. You know,
but
there's times where she says things where, you know, you just kind of have to walk away because you're like, I'm not sure how to answer that.
Yeah.
Because that's like the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
So I think it was Monday night. Yeah, because we only had one softball thing. We were home. It was like 8 o'clock. Oh, no, we were home. So it was Monday night, just in general. And me and Tosh are laying on the bed, just shooting the shit. And Samantha calls Tosh. And I can hear, and all she's doing is uncontrollable crying. No words can come out. So you get that phone call, your brain automatically goes, oh, fuck, something happened to the baby.
Yes.
Right? And that exactly where mine went. That's where Tosh's went. After probably 5 minutes of uncontrollable fucking crying, she's starting to get some words out. Steven lost his job. Okay, now at least baby's healthy, safe, but now I can understand it, right? Steven lost his job.
Yeah.
He's the breadwinner. He's the one who brings home, you know, the most money. You know, I can see the concerns of how are we going to afford a baby now? You know, just that now with Steven's degrees in education, you should have no problem finding another job, period.
Yeah.
But, you know, that initial reaction, oh, fuck, how are we going to afford diapers, food? All that shit, right? That's none of her hysteria. You ever heard of a baby moon?
No.
Did you ever take Amber on a baby moon?
Now, what the hell's a baby moon?
It's a honeymoon, one last vacation before you fucking give birth.
No.
They had a baby moon. Really?
When me and Amber got married, we already had kids. I mean, you had the same thing. When you got married, Sam was already there.
Yeah, but I still have never heard of a baby moon until Monday. Like, what the fuck's
what
a baby,
baby moon?
Moon? So they had a baby moon plan for this weekend to go to some big fancy pamper resort in Arizona. And due to losing the job, they had to cancel.
Yeah.
Which is responsible and... She was mad she had to cancel. That is her only upsetness. Until the last 3 minutes of the conversation, and now she's upset that she might have to go back to work after having the baby. Because her plan was to just quit and be a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
And now she might have to go back to work. But a fucking baby moon?
You've never even heard of that. That's, I mean, it sounds amazing, but... I mean, but I mean, at the same time, too, I mean, most women don't want to do a whole lot when they're towards the end of their pregnancy because they're big and they don't want to do shit.
Yeah. But she still has, I mean, don't get me wrong, she's definitely looking pregnant, but baby's due at the end of July. So they have May to June.
Yeah.
They have two.
Oh, so she's still got a little bit of time.
Yeah. She's just now entering the third trimester. So,
okay.
But I did ask, I got a pregnant coworker, and I'm like, have you ever heard of Baby Moon? And she goes, I didn't until everybody asked me. So they got married because they got pregnant before marriage, and she'd already bought her dress, like they were scheduled to get married, but she wanted to still fit in her dress. So they moved the wedding up, but they had a vacation planned in April, so they got married right before it. And then went on, and she goes, yeah, a lot of people were asking me if we were going to Mexico for a baby moon. She goes, I had no clue what it was either. But so I guess it's a fucking thing, but fucking Xennials. I don't know how else to put it. Fucking Xennials. Like a baby moon?
What the? Yeah, no, Zoe never. Had that one. I mean, she did a couple things with pregnant, but I mean, Zoe, every once in a while, I mean, I love my daughter, but every once in a while, she does things that you're just like, what?
Like, and I know that the pregnancy emotions, I dealt with it with Tosh, sometimes don't make sense. Like, I can remember Tosh crying because 7-Eleven didn't have nacho cheese, and that was the whole reason we went to 7-Eleven was to get her the nacho cheese sauce. But...
Yeah.
you know, I don't know. I'm blown over our baby moon. So I talked to Tasha yesterday. I'm like, hey, Samantha, have you talked to Samantha since? And she goes, yeah, she texted me yesterday and said I'd be on my way to Arizona right now. And I go, oh, should I call her today to see how she's doing? And go, yeah, I know you're home because you had to cancel.
I would, just for fun.
She won't let me.
But, yeah. it's, wow.
She's, Samantha's probably still pissed at me, so.
Over. Why would you do to her now?
Nothing. It's over the announcement thing when I was like, well, call your real dad. I'm not old enough yet.
Oh, that's pretty funny, though.
I told him that on their wedding night. Like, if you guys get pregnant, you can't do it until I'm at least fucking 50. That's the rules.
Yeah, they didn't listen.
So, yeah.
It is, oh, see, and yeah, that's one of those things that just, I'm still trying to think of that baby moon, you know, and I mean, I know Zoe had, you know, a couple baby, but I can't think of any examples because a lot of time Amber, like, I think she, like, shields me from those because when I hear them, I'm going to call her and be like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah.
So.
And it's probably why us as dads don't get that phone call.
If you weren't sitting right there,
call.
You would have called.
Oh.
No, we don't get it because we're going to be like, what?
Yeah.
This is just dumb.
100%. 100%. Like, I've noticed myself even recently. God, there was one even last night. So we sit down, every night we sit down at dinner. And we go through all the kids' days, all their classes and, you know, shit like that. Yeah. And probably the last 2 weeks now, at least once a night, like I literally have to bite my lip because I got to remember they're still 14 and, you know, Toby's 8 and they're excited about something. But I'm like, you guys are fucking morons. Like, you know, maybe you're not ready, quite ready for the dad spiel, but. Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah. It's weird. I don't know.
I just
as
found
kids
it
grow
funny.
Up, sometimes you're just like.
Of all the things to worry about, right? Not how are we going to keep the lights on? How are we going to keep the baby fed and clothed? You know, the typical things that if you were to lose your job, Amber would worry about, right?
Yeah. I mean, but it's, I don't know, maybe it's just one of those things because right now, I mean. Because
actually, to be honest with you,
that...
Amber's not even pregnant. If you lost your job right now, she would probably break down crying, wondering how the fuck you're going to move to Texas.
Oh, no. If I lost my job right now, what she would do, she would just say, fine, I guess we're selling the house. We're going now.
Oh.
She would just make it now. I mean, that would be her. Yeah. I mean, in all reality, she would probably be happy if I got fired because then it's like, oh, the only thing really right now that we're worried about is work. So she's like, well, I guess we can just go down there and you can look for work. No, I can guarantee you that would be the answer.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, it just, I mean, maybe it's the whole because she is that close to having the baby that, I mean, she's thinking, like, not thinking long term on anything. I don't know. It's just weird that all of a sudden she's just like, yeah, I can't go on my baby moon, which, I don't know. I'm still kind of like, that's a.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And again, I've never heard of a fucking baby moon.
I haven't either.
To me, a baby moon is when your babies are old enough you can leave home and go without them. Like, I never thought about taking Tosh somewhere while she was 7 months pregnant, you know, and being like, oh, we're going to go backpack Europe or, like, that thought never crossed my mind. You know, oh, before we get tied down, we better do
I'm
this.
Still just down.
You know, it was like.
That is definitely.
It was like, oh, right now with three of us, we still only have $20 left to our name after every payday. We can't go anywhere. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who fucking knows? So I think
it's just special. That's why I'm kind of glad. Like, yeah, they don't call me. They call Amber because I'm just going to be like, I probably just would have been like.
Too brutally honest.
What the fuck is a baby moon? And yeah, I'm like, and Zoe knows it. I'm not gonna. Yeah, Amber will be nice, and I'll just be like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
Yeah, and I heard Tosh the whole time. It's okay, baby. Like, you got us. You got his parents. Like, we'll make sure everything works out, and blah blah blah. And I'm just like, nope. Don't just walk away. I'm like, Tosh, go out and smoke and talk on the phone. Like, I don't need to be a part of this conversation. I've heard all I need to hear now.
No.
So.
Yeah.
It is what it is on it, but.
Kids are special.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure you would be on my side in said situation, but I had Tosh worried Thursday night that I was going to beat the shit out of a coach.
Uh-oh.
I'm not a fan of fucking playing dirty.
Oh, yeah, and me either.
I'm just not. Like, okay, and by dirty, I don't mean running into the catcher. To me, I grew up, that's a part of baseball, right?
Yep.
I don't mean sliding to break up double plays. You know, all things that baseball considers dirty now. Maybe cheap is more the word, right?
Yeah.
But when you walk and the ball is thrown back to the pitcher, pitcher's walking back to the mound, and you send that runner to second, we haven't got to the next pitch yet.
That's, yeah.
You know, just bush league shit like that.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
And mind you, Thursday's game was a parent umpire because we didn't have a real one. There's not enough of them in the league right now. So we had a parent umping from behind the mound. So he's not doing the right things of calling time and everything else. And you're still pulling this shit. And, what was the other big kicker? Was, so bases loaded. Drop third strike is just automatic out. Right? You can't run first. It's occupied. He would send his player turn halfway and be walking back to the dugout, and he'd be screaming at him to run to first. And so then now they're running in the field of play and, you know, confusing the girls. They don't know what the fuck's going on. Again, umpire's not, it's a parent, not calling time, not, you know.
Yeah.
That type of shit. Oh, I was fucking livid. Fuming. I mean, we won, you know, pretty handily, but
it's one of those ones that, I mean, it's especially like it's one of those, like you said, you have an ump that probably doesn't know what the rules are and isn't doing things correctly, so you're going to take advantage of it. You're not teaching your children how to play the game. You're teaching them how to cheat, and not really cheat, but that winning is more important than playing fair.
Yeah. And my first pitcher.
That I'm going to find every advantage.
My first pitcher, she stands about 4'6" at 12 years old. Like, has never played softball until this year. Has never played ball of any kind until this year. And she did go to pitching clinics, and she's trying to learn. But I heard him. He instructed all his girls not to swing at one of her pitches. So she went and we walked 5 runs in and then inning over. But even close ones, she was only throwing a strike maybe every 8 pitches anyways. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah. And then I thought Bella was going to beat his ass. He intentionally walked her. And I was like, is this really what we're doing in rec baseball? He goes, I'm not pitching to a high schooler. That's how we're playing this? Somebody who's of legal age to be in the league? You know, it's not like she's playing down and you're going to intentionally walk her. Yep. I'm not pitching to a high schooler. Bella was fuming.
Why wouldn't you? Why?
Hmm?
Why not pitch to a high schooler? Because he doesn't think his people are good enough?
Yeah. Yeah. But Bella was fucking livid, which in turn hurt my team. Because Bella's not a Rhea. A Rhea mad smokes people.
Yeah.
A Rhea can play mad. A Rhea likes to be mad. Ray even said when we got in the car, God, I wish he would have said something to me. Because I would have smoked it. Bella does not play well mad. Bella missed a throw out from center field to third base, and we would have had the runner by 15 feet. Bella dropped the ball. Hit her right in the glove, dropped the ball. Bella missed the routine ground ball. Bella, like, but she was fucking livid. Like, what? My $300 isn't the same as your $300 that your girl gets to hit, but I don't? And, oh, she was pissed. Like, there would have been some people tossed out of that game with a real umpire, too. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I've never been that way. I've coached a long fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to come up with bullshit things like that that you wouldn't see in the pros, you'd never see that shit in the pros?
No.
Now, the intentional walk, like I told Bella, and I go, and honestly, the situation may have called for it. There was a runner on second and third, so first base was wide open. And one more run would have been our 5-run limit, so the inning would have been over. So,
yeah.
And the person batting after Bella was my 9-year-old. Yeah, I have a 9-year-old on my team.
Which, I mean, yeah, but it does make sense. I mean, that's one of those ones I'd be like, okay, but to flat out say he doesn't pitch to high schoolers.
But that's what he said aloud for everybody to hear. And that wasn't just quietly to me. That was allowed from the dugout, so everybody heard it. If he would have just said, what a strategy. Now we're talking baseball.
Yeah.
Right? And I did try to explain that to Bella later. I'm like, dude, guy who leads major leagues in home runs also leads major leagues in walks. Mm-hmm. And I said the majority of those walks were intentional because people didn't want him to smash on him.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, if you have an open base, you put him on. You know.
Yeah, and I mean, that makes sense, but it's kind of, but to suddenly scream out like, oh, hey, I don't pitch to high, did he pitch to her the rest of the game?
She did get one at bat and grounded out to short. But, yeah. And even Bella said, she's like, I'm not even the most powerful hitter on the team. I'm number 3. Like, Bella knows her role, you know. She's been doing this long enough. She knows the Ray can out-hit her distance-wise, and I have this girl named Julie who can just fucking club a ball. She's in 7th grade. But probably 8 inches taller than Araya. And just built for softball. Like, you can just, you know, just that athletic everything.
Yeah.
She's out there diving and, you know, sliding and all this other shit. But Araya smashed a double on him and they didn't walk her the next at bat. Like, you know.
He just sounds like one of those people that just, like, and I've met with those or had those coaches that I've had to deal with that they just want to seem like they're, like, giving it to the man the whole time. And it's like, really, you're just being a jackass.
But if you're wasting your time in practice coaching that, teaching that, they're not learning any other aspect of the fucking game.
No. And see, if I was one of the parents when my kid was on that team, they would be off in a second because I'd be like, what in the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Now
I'm like, I will not let my child learn to be that kind of player.
I've known this guy a little while just because his daughter and Rhea used to be best friends. And then Araya made the 8th grade team in 7th grade, and his daughter didn't even make it this last year in 8th grade because they both play first base and Araya's better. But when they were friends, you know, I'd drop Araya off at his, they're fucking Bronco fans. Enough said.
No, yeah, that's,
so I knew the first day I pulled in this guy's house with this big Denver Broncos flag out there that we weren't going to get along.
No.
Right, and then I watched Araya's team play against him last year, and I was like, oh, fuck this guy. 100%, just fuck this guy. And then at the draft, that 12-year-old just stood up. She was my first draft pick. I drafted her, and he looked at me and goes, we will take every one of her walks because she's a pitcher. and she can zip the ball, but she's a little inaccurate at times. Hmm. Yeah. And he was like, we'll take all those walks.
Which happens, but I mean, it's one of those things that, I mean, that's the whole point of being a coach.
But
you pick those
about
kids that you have. Well, but I mean, you pick those kids, like you said, that have some talent, that you know have some talent. And if it's not quite refined, that's your job as a fucking coach to refine it.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that was always my thought.
Yeah. I mean,
but just to say, oh, yeah, we'll take all of her walks. But I'm just like, hmm.
Yeah. And sadly, one of the things I pride myself on is I'm normally really good at getting into a player's head.
Yeah.
I can read how to talk to him, right? This one you have to coddle a little bit. This one, you know, you need to scream at and tell what you need. You know, I've always been really good at that. I can't get a read on this girl. I wish I could. I wish I knew if she was more like a Ray or more like Bella. Because I'd like to tell her, hey, that guy doesn't think you can throw a strike. I'm going to start you next game against him. Let's fucking show him. But will she backfire on, you know?
Where it's going to be one of those things where you get into her head that, oh, he doesn't think I'm good enough, and then she ends up actually going the wrong way.
Yeah, and proving his point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I haven't said anything yet, but again, at a draft with four rec team. Let's emphasize rec, right? We're not the tournament team. We are rec from ages 9 to now that Bella's turned 15. Like, each team is fucking the Bad News Bears. Because they had to take the Bronco and Pony division because to get enough teams and mesh them. And then there was a handful of girls in Mustang, because they did the same thing with Mustang and Pinto, that didn't want to go back to revert to Pinto rules, which was some coach pitch and things like that. Like, they wanted to advance their skills, not detract from them. And so they ended up coming up. I ended up drafting two of them. Of course, I didn't even get to see them at assessments, because we go through assessments so we can do the draft. Because they assessed at Mustang before they decided they were going to mesh the divisions. So I didn't even get to see him assess. I just drafted two people. You know. God, but I was... Mm-hmm. I'm still fucking fuming.
Yeah, that is just... Yeah.
Tell me I'm not get off my lawn, old man.
You're not. I mean, he's playing dirty. Plus, it sounds like he has an issue with you already. And maybe it's because it's already been proven multiple times that, you know, Araya is better than his daughter and has been picked for things that she hasn't. So maybe he has this thing like, well, I'm going to do everything I can to piss him off and do whatever because, well, you know.
Yeah. Well, back.
My daughter didn't make it where his did.
And that'll be the last. Well, we might have one more. There's like 2.5 weeks that aren't scheduled yet. For whatever reason, they're still trying to get fields and everything else. But as of right now, that was the only game we had against them on the schedule until the final tournament. So,
yeah.
But, getting all worked up again. And I just, maybe I'm a purist. Maybe I'm that guy that the new fans bitch about. Those unwritten rule guys, right?
I mean, possibly, but I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, I don't know. It is the unwritten rules that I'm with you on it, where a lot of those unwritten rules, they're there for a reason. If you're not following them, then, you know.
Yeah, just like.
I'm going to have a problem with you.
I'd have a problem with my batter showing up their pitcher, right? You make a hit, you run to your base, we call it good. We don't need all the extracurricular bullshit. You save that for cheering with your team when you get in the dugout. You know. And I've always been that guy. Like, you know, there's just mannerisms and unwritten rules of baseball that give the game the class and respect that it has.
It does that, too. Plus, it's also one of those things that, I mean, it's just being a good fucking human being.
Yeah. Now, I don't mind... Before people like Pickett jump on my... I don't mind people celebrating.
No.
Right? It's the showing up part. Smash a double, a triple, a home run, whatever the case may be, and you want to pound your fist a couple times while you're standing on the base just excited, good with that. Right? You hit a home run and you stare at the pitcher while you're walking, now I have an issue.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, it's one of those, and here's the thing I'll say on that. It depends on if there's already an issue between you and the pitcher's done something and you're showing them up. I can almost see it.
Now, a retaliation one's a different story.
Yeah, a retaliation home run, and then you do it, then you're like, yeah, look, fucker. But, I mean, it's one of those, if you just happen to, you know, you got the best of them, right on.
Yeah.
You already showed you got the best of them. You hit a home run. There's no reason to stare them down.
And so, speaking of the unwritten rules, here I am pissed again. I saw today that a standing ovation for a player is now illegal.
What?
So there was a guy, the story showed, I think he was in Pittsburgh, but was traded to Pittsburgh this last year. And this was his first time going back to Pittsburgh. And so his first at bat, he came out and the fans gave him a standing ovation, like welcome home type deal.
Yeah.
And he stood there and he tipped his cap and no problem. And then they showed, I think it was a similar situation, but for the Cubs. And the guy came out and tipped his hat, and they called a strike on him for clock violation. If you want a standing ovation, you have to notify Major League Baseball 24 hours before the game and get approval to accept one. Are you fucking kidding me? I mean, seriously, if the whole point of all this shit that they're doing to baseball is to get fans involved, how much more involved could a fan be than a standing ovation? And now you're going to punish that?
Yeah, and it's the clock rule, too. I mean, it's one thing. I mean, it goes against the clock rule. But, I mean, that's one of those. That clock rule is already going to be an issue. I've seen a couple places where it's like, fuck some things up.
Now, a clock rule of some kind makes sense to me, right? Sometimes these guys go into the rosin bag 30 times and the hitter having to get out of the box 5 times in between a pitch. Okay, some of that slows the fucking game down. And I think to a strategy, right? There's You've seen it happen with pitchers that constantly throw to first base, even though there's no play at first. But to give more time to that bullpen pitcher to warm up.
Yeah.
Right? You've seen things like that. And so I understand trying to get rid of some of that shit to keep the game going. Because that's not fun for a fan. If you have somebody like me on first base, do you ever think my lead's going to be big enough to get picked off by a major league pitcher? You'll be lucky if I'm more than 8 inches off the fucking bag. There's no reason to ever throw over there, let alone 8, 9, 10 times in a row.
No, but yeah, a lot of times they do it just to like, because it's to give time. It's all strategy. And a lot of that stuff is, there's a lot of that strategy in it. And it's just kind of like, and I get some of it. But at the same time, I mean, that was the strategy.
I get
now you're taking away our strategy. I mean, taking away the shift, too. I mean, it's once again, it's like, we just want you to play it the way we want you to play it with no strategy at all.
Now, Boston's already figured out a loophole to that.
I'd heard they'd done something. I didn't see what it was.
So the way the rule's written is you have to have 2 infielders on each side of the bag. So you can move that shortstop all the way up to second base. And you can move that third baseman to the shortstop type position, right? In your shift.
Yeah.
But it doesn't state anything about the outfielders. So what they've done, what Boston was doing, and I don't know if they rewrote it to stop it yet or if they're just going, yep, you found the loophole, Boston. Congratulations on you. We'll figure it out at the end of the year. Boston's now putting third base out in right field or left field. Left field over to center, and center is that third infielder kind of between first and second.
I mean, hey, why not?
So to your point, right? It's still strategy. They figured it out.
They did.
And to me, offense doesn't necessarily make a great baseball game. Now, speed of the game does, right? If you can cut out 20 minutes of just bullshit nothing time,
yeah,
I'm all for it. The shift rule makes no sense to me, right? It's almost that, like, cheap play we were talking about earlier, right? Teach your fucking hitter to be able to go to a different field.
Yeah.
Right? We were always taught that. You don't want to be known for just pulling to left. Like, learn to spray the ball around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, but nobody wants to... It's one of those, nobody wants to teach the kids how to play anymore.
Yeah.
And I've been seeing that, you know, more and more with stuff. It's just like, oh, no.
But if you're in the fucking majors, and I'm paying you $300 million over 7 years, you better be able to hit it to left and right field. Like, you know, that to me is crazy.
Yeah.
The shift, I mean, like I said, if you're not good enough to beat the shift when they leave you 80 feet of wide open dirt with no fielder there, that's on you. You know?
Yeah.
To me, if you want to take all seven people and line them up at second base because that's the only place the guy hits, then fucking do it. Now you have the entire field figured out.
Yeah, very true.
I'm getting on my baseball soapbox here.
You are.
Who are the Mariners playing tonight?
Houston.
Oh, that's right. I saw that. Did they win last night?
No.
No.
They did not. No, they didn't.
They're not doing as well as I thought they would start the year. With the way spring was going and the way last year ended, I kind of expected them to come out on fire.
Yeah, they did not.
Mm-mm. At all. They did not at all.
No.
What are they? No. Are they just they now 500?
I'm not sure. I think they did they get back up to 500?
Well, I'm going to find out here. Sadly, I don't get to watch them very often because fuck Root Sports. Mariners need a new TV contract.
Nope, they're at 469. They're 15 and 17.
Yeah, 15 and 17. I see that now.
So below 500, they're fourth in the league. And the Astros are barely above them. And holy crap, Oakland's decided just to take a fucking giant shit, haven't they?
They're on their way out.
Well, yeah.
They're
going to, they're moving to
Vegas.
They're
too.
Going to join the other Oakland team in Vegas.
Yeah. Yep. 7-26. I've only played 5 games and I almost have 7 this year. I was trying to see. I heard something that their attendance was in like single digit thousands.
Who, Oakland?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot. Like, it's one of those things people are like, why are they leaving? And it's like, if you look at like their attendance and everything else, you're like, because nobody's going to their games.
Yeah, it says the average is less than 10,000.
Yeah. Which was the same problem that Oakland was having. I mean, not Oakland. I mean, they are Oakland, but what the Raiders were having.
Well, they tried getting a new stadium, and
they had lost.
City said no.
Yeah.
Opening day, they had 27,000, but they were also playing the Angels with Trout and Otani.
Yeah.
The next two games, against the same team, mind you, 3,400 and less than 5,000. Eleven of 13 AAA games outdrew the A's on Wednesday.
That's insane.
We should take a road trip and go to an A's game.
We should.
I wonder what the fucking tickets are for.
I was thinking of freaking flying to Dallas for a freaking Kraken game. When I looked up the prices, it literally was cheaper to go to Dallas Fly there, buy tickets, and go to a game.
I'm really curious how much tickets are for an Oakland A's game. Well, you and I both know that good fucking luck with, you know, cracking tickets. What are they going for? Last I want to say the last home game versus Colorado was like 700 a seat.
Yeah, it was something. I mean, I think the last one I saw, like the cheapest ones were 650 for the game that they had the other night.
Yeah.
Or the first game that they're going to have for this series, so tomorrow night.
So, Oakland versus Texas is the next home game. $10 ticket. So, honestly, they're the same fucking price as going to the Mariners game. Because that's what we bought our tickets for next month. Is, you know, $10 to sit in center field bleacher. So, where are you guys sitting at tonight?
We're somewhere up in the 300 level. But the tickets were given to me, so I can't really complain. So,
The first time we bought them, we bought 300 level, I think, first baseline.
Yeah.
And those don't bother me either. Honestly, Safeco, there's not a, or what is it, T-Mobile? Not a bad seat
T-Mobile
in the house.
Park, yeah.
Yeah, not a bad seat in the house.
Not really.
You know, things are smaller depending on where you sit, but you can still see everything.
Well, we spend a lot of time too. We'll find our seats, and then we have kind of a system. We'll go walk around and check out, you know, everything around us and all that kind of stuff too while we're there. So,
yeah. And it's always fun to go down and hang out in the bullpen for a little bit, you know, an inning or two. And just kind of get to see that action up close while you're kind of peering the game over the bullpen wall there. Or that, what do they fucking call it? The rotunda or whatever there in center field where it's just standing room?
Yeah. It's one of the, but a lot of the last couple games I've been to, they've been, those areas have been, that area anyway has been blocked off.
So the last game I went to, it wasn't blocked off, but it was, I mean, it was, but it wasn't. They had a private party rented out. Like it was, it was full of people, but they had the rope or whatever.
Yeah, so. It's blocked off, but it's blocked off because they have people there.
Yeah. So, what's the promotion tonight? You getting anything cool?
I don't think so. I don't think there was anything for tonight.
That's weird on a on a Saturday. You know, typically on Saturdays they. They wheel the promotions in. I'm looking it up right now too. One promotion.
If there
available.
Is one, I hadn't noticed.
Ooh, you're gonna get some Jay Beaner Electric Factory sunglasses for the first 10,000 fans. And I don't know if they're actually Jay Beaner, but
last time it was
that's what they look like.
Well, last time we went to a game, we went to the second game of the year, and it was they gave out the like cross body bag or something, some shit. And the problem that we had was we got there late.
Yeah.
So we showed up like too late to get them, and it's like, well, we weren't that late, but it was too late to get the
You guys should have went tomorrow. Amber could have got the Gino Grigio wine tumbler for the first 10,000 moms.
Ooh. That would have been nice.
Yeah. We're going to go again on Funko night. They're doing Julio Rodriguez Funko night.
Oh, that's when we should have went.
Which I believe sometime in June. But that's what we've done the last few years.
It was one of those for us. It was.
Oh, go ahead.
Because we didn't buy the tickets for this. It was Don was going to go and he bought tickets and then he ended up, I don't know, he had to do something like his kid had a concert or something tonight. So he couldn't go. So he just like messaged me and said, hey, I can't go. Do you want him? And I'm like, sure.
Fuck yeah. And I'll be on good on Don. I miss those. Like that's how it used to be with any sporting event around here. Right. And just the people. Like, hey, we can't use them, but we don't want them to go to waste. Dude, go to the game.
So here you go.
And it didn't, like, yeah. I went to Sonics games that way, Seahawks games that way, Mariner games that way. Now it's like, hey, we can't go. I want these tickets to pay for my season tickets.
Yeah.
What? Stupid fucks.
I see. I was like, oh, we can't go to the game. Well, you can have them for, like, you know, a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The game I couldn't go for the Dragons, we didn't chart. I just handed them off.
Yeah.
Here you go, Kevin. Enjoy. So, did you watch that playoff game?
It should be. For
the Dragons?
The Dragons. I did. And it was one of those things. I love the Dragons and I love watching it. But it was like that second half got ugly. I mean, it got painful to watch. It was like, by the end of it, you're like, it doesn't seem like they want to win this.
Yeah.
I mean, but there was a couple. I mean, when you give up, you know, what was it? Over 125 yards in, you know, penalties because of stupid shit. How do you do 12 men on the field like three times?
Yeah, at least three times. Like,
you know, and then that one guy who had they gave up like 30 yards on one play because he... what I think had a face mask and then like kicked the flag or something. And it's like, come on guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was a lot of shooting themselves in the foot. It was a lot of fucking just poor football in general, dropped passes.
Yeah.
Ben DiNucci wasn't really,
and that was the other,
you know,
I mean, Ben DiNucci wasn't right on, but there was some of those. I mean, that first couple drives where it's like, if those guys caught the ball, it's a whole different game.
But that style of football,
you know,
doesn't work in
ball,
fucking Tecmo Bowl. They threw, what, 56 yeah. passes and three runs?
Yeah.
Like, that to me is a game you're losing bad. You were tied 9-9 at half.
Mm-hmm.
Run the fucking ball. You just signed Philip Lindsay like 3 games ago. He should be up to speed now.
He didn't even run.
He had one run.
Philip Lindsay did. In the first half, right?
No.
Or no, I don't think he ran at all the
first
half.
With less than 2 minutes in the game when it was
yeah.
well over. He had one either kick or punt return in the first half, and then he had one run at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Although I did see that quite a few of our players are getting invites to camp.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's good, right?
It is. I mean, it is, but it isn't, because then it's kind of like, well, we won't see him again next year. But we kind of knew that was the whole idea of really XFL was, you know. And that's one thing where a lot of people got mad, because one of the last things you heard Ben DiNucci say when they were walking out for that final couple plays, and he's like, nothing stupid. Don't do anything stupid. And a lot of people like, they're giving up. I'm like, at that point, there's no way they could really win the game anyway. But most of those guys were hoping to be invited to camp, and you go out there, you do something stupid and you get hurt. It's like, there goes your chances.
Yeah. I mean, so, we kind of got to know what this league is. And I think we also can't get attached to players, right?
Yeah.
These are players that 4 or 5 years out of college. So they don't have tape anymore. They've been cut out of the NFL and now they need new tape to try to get a job. So yeah. I get what the league
and they're
is.
They're trying
right?
to look good.
It'd be like being, I guess it's different now being a Rainiers fan because it is the Mariners farm system, but back when it was the Tigers, right? When it mm-hmm. was the Tigers, don't get attached to these guys, because if you're a Mariner fan, the next time you see these guys, they're going to be smashing balls against you, not for you.
Yeah. And that's one thing, like, you know, we've talked about before. Like, when I was younger, I was a big Oakland fan.
Me
and
too.
A lot of people are like, why? And I'm like, because I spent more time watching the Tigers, knew all the players on Oakland better than I did the Mariners, because I spent a lot of time watching the Tacoma Tigers.
Yeah.
Because it was cheaper games. You know, when you have 6 kids, you can take all those kids to a game.
Cheaper games, and then go ahead and look up the play of like the 85-86 Mariners.
Yeah.
And then go look at the 85-86 Bears with Canseco, McGuire, and, you know, Walt Weiss. And you're looking
right.
at guys.
And see, and I can remember watching both Consecos, or yeah, you know, both Consecos playing for Tacoma. Maguire coming down when he got hurt and he was, you know, on assignment until he came back up and, you know, was rehabbing and rehab down there. And I mean, watching all of them play down there. So, I mean, I was big Canseco, big, my first baseball mitt, which the kids lost, you know, years ago, but my first baseball mitt, the one that I had for years, was a Jose Canseco mitt.
Yeah. It was filled with juice too, huh?
Yeah. And if you worked, if you didn't catch it right, you could bounce it off your head for a home run.
Yeah, so I was looking here. Antoine Brooks got invited to the Buffalo Bills camp. He was our cornerback. This is the one that confused me. Harrison Frost got invited to Saints camp. Know who that is? Ben DiNucci's backup. Yeah. Ben DiNucci's backup.
Did we ever even see him play?
Not to my knowledge. Our tackle, Barry Wesley.
Maybe he's got some tape we didn't see.
Possibly. Practice tape or something. Barry Wesley, our tackle to Falcons camp. Austin Falou, defensive end to Seahawks camp.
Ooh.
Ben DiNucci invited to be Russell Wilson's backup. Congratulations. You guys will enjoy all the turnovers.
I mean, he can't do much worse than Wilson.
No, he can't.
I mean, DiNucci, he was good, but at the same time, he made some bad decisions. Some of those passes when he was trying to force, and you're like, damn it. Yeah.
And, I mean, I'd say half of them, to his credit, is poor coaching.
No.
There was a lot of them
really
that were.
I hope next year we have new coaches.
Yeah, there was a lot of them in that fourth quarter when you're up by two scores where a football player's job is to just run the clock out that you're sending in throwing plays and you're like, why are we throwing the ball? Now, I get it. The clock doesn't stop like it does in the NFL with an incompletion, which is normally why you go straight run when you're trying to run the clock out.
Yeah.
But why?
Well, I had a lot of questions, a lot of issues with our coaching, because like even that freaking playoff game. I mean, when you're down like we were and they have the option, why would you hand the ball back when you can do the 4th and 15? I mean, there's 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, especially with the way their clock doesn't stop. It just keeps rolling. You're not going to have time. There was no time. So basically, by the time we were able to get the ball back, we got it back with a couple seconds left.
Yeah.
It's like you should have gone for the 4th and 15. If you didn't get it, you didn't fucking get it. But at least go for it. And it was like at that point, that's when I was just like, even the coaches at this point are just like, nope, we're done.
Yeah. Nope. I agree.
It's like
they were all close to home.
If they would have gone for it.
That's the. Wait, no. We played D.C. Never mind. They weren't that close to home. I was thinking we played San Antonio. That's where the championship is next weekend.
Yeah, and it's just one of those. I'm just, like, thinking about it, and I'm, like, you know, watching it, and I'm, like, why not go for that 4th and 15? I mean, it's – you have the opportunity. If we don't make it, we don't make it. We're not any worse off than we were by kicking it.
Yeah. 20 yards or whatever it is. Because I think if you don't – I think if you don't get it, they get the ball in the 40 or something.
Yeah. So they get a good, you know, a good start with it. But, I mean, at least take the shot.
Yeah. And what's a good start mean? They're faster to the end zone, right? If they're going to score on you anyways, you get more time after they do.
Which they did.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
And we get more time after they do because it's going to be a faster score.
Yep. Oh, crazy. All right, buddy. Well,
it is.
This is the week.
It is. So Thursday, everyone needs to come out to you know,
L&M
Firehouse, have a couple drinks. They got great drinks, great food. I mean, it's a great bar out there in Ording.
I'm looking forward to the tacos. Talking them up for a long time.
They have some good tacos. They have a lot of other, I mean, because they've kind of gone, they used to do every Thursday was Taco Thursday, but now it's kind of like they've opened up the whole menu again. So you can get anything you want there. I mean, wings, anything. They have great food. So their burgers are really good. They have a really good peanut butter burger. So
Minnesota style.
Yeah. I keep telling them they need to put a fried egg on it because that would make it just amazing. But
yeah. Yeah, eggs are expensive though. You'd have to charge an extra $6 for that burger.
Oh. Probably, but
all right. Well, weird Saturday, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
Have yourself a fantastic night at the Mariners game.
Oh, I will.
I'm a little jelly because, like I said, I'll be sitting here with like four or five teenage girls. Because the
I'd much rather be at the Mariner game.
Girls are having some friends over, but they're coming. They're all coming over to have like a fucking Mario Kart night, game night.
Well,
so
that sounds fun.
It shouldn't be too annoying, and they're going to be in the garage. Plus, I do have this home away from home out here if need be. Although I did tell Toby,
I'd be out there the whole time.
I was like, dude, boys' night out, buddy. Me and you were going to go see Guardians of the Galaxy, and both girls lost their fucking mind. So.
Oh, yeah, you can't go without them.
So I probably shouldn't do that, but we might get up and go. There's a 9 a.m. showing in Auburn tomorrow. We might get up and go then.
Yeah, like I said, we're going to get Benton, and then we're gonna go tomorrow. So
yeah, that's my hope. So with that, knock on wood, of course, hopefully I'm able to get out there, but then that'll leave some good conversation on Monday.
Yeah, we'll have a good conversation about that because we actually went through today and watched Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2 this morning. So to get into preparation for it.
There you go. Maybe that's what I'll do is sit there on the couch and watch those tonight.
There you go.
Be ready to go. All righty, sir. Well, with all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we will see you in a couple days.
See you later.